Welcome to this week's Public Affairs program. I'm Amy Adams, and this week I'm out at the Peace Zone. In fact, May is Mental Awareness Health Month. I thought this would be a perfect place to do a public affairs program, and with me I have Michelle Kroc. And welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thank you, Amy.
And first of all, you have moved again.
Yes.
And where have you moved to? What is your new location?
We are at 600 North Weinbach, Suite 110. If you know where the railroad tracks or Domino's is on Weinbach, we're just directly north of that location. And we just moved here in February.
Yeah, so you haven't been here too long. I know when you first pull off of Weinbach, it's like the first building right there on your right. Mm-hmm. I went the long way around, so... Well, first of all, thanks for having me here today. And for those listening that have no idea what we're talking about, what is the Peace Zone? Why is it here?
The Peace Zone is a peer-run recovery center for individuals struggling with mental health issues. Peace Zone is a warm, non-judgmental, excuse me about that, an inviting place to share your recovery journey. With others that have that lived experience similar to what you're going through. And it's just for anyone dealing with the same kind of things and walking that similar path. In addition to peer support, we have a variety of programs and other benefits, which are all free of charge. Peace Zone is not a form of treatment. We don't take the place of a psychiatrist, psychologist, therapist, or anyone dealing with your mental and physical health. And we strongly believe that while each individual's recovery process is unique, recovery is possible for everyone.
Okay, so anybody can come into the Peace Zone. You don't need a referral from a doctor. You don't need an insurance card or anything like that.
Right. You have to be 18 years of age and older to come to the Peace Zone. We're not for children. Encourage people to bring a friend or a family member if they have anxiety or they have a hard time getting out by themselves. We encourage them to bring someone with them.
So I know I have anxiety, and you know, sometimes I need to bring people with me just to have that extra support along, mm-hmm. you know. And Michelle, give us a little background about yourself. I know you're an LPN. Mm-hmm. And how are you involved with the Peace Zone, and what other kind of things do you do outside of here?
I'm a peer recovery advocate. My title also is peer wellness and outreach coordinator. I do go to St. Vincent's, Deaconess Cross Point, and Stepping Stone in the Evansville State Hospital, share a little bit about my recovery story, and then give information about the Peace Zone. I also advocate at mental health court every Thursday. I really enjoy that, and kind of help people that are struggling or they feel like they're alone, and I just kind of help them along.
Well, that's nice for you to be there and do that for them. And we were talking earlier, you really wanted to get this out there. It's NAMI. It's the National Alliance on Mental Health. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that program.
Well, NAMI offers support groups that are all held on the campus of St. Vincent's Rehabilitation Hospital on the third floor, also known as the Kempf Bipolar Wellness Meeting Room. They have information and support with those with mental illness the second and fourth Tuesday of the month from 6 to 7:30. Also, they have a group called NAMI Connection, which is a support for individuals living with a mental illness, such as depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, OCD, and or personality, borderline personality disorder, anxiety, panic disorder, and PTSD. If you want more information, you can contact Larry Back, B-A-C-K. His number is 812-897-1694. That's 812-897-1694. You can also go to their website, which is namievansville.org. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/namievansville for more information.
Plenty of ways to get a hold of mm-hmm. the organization. That's great. Now, I know here at the Peace Zone, you have some peer support. Mm-hmm. And what programs do you have to offer? I know that list got a little shortened But what do you have available now that somebody can come in and do?
We have an arts and crafts room. We have a lot of supplies that you can do art and drawing. We also have a computer lab. There's computer basics education. Larry Back, that I mentioned earlier with NAMI, helps do the classes for that, and it is free of charge. We have a library, conference area, Wii games and video games, board games. We have a television common area. We do recovery group discussions each day that we're opening. We have a journaling group and a gardening group. And then we also have musical instruments, including an electric piano, guitar, lap harp, steel tongue drum. And that drum sounds like wind chimes.
It does.
When you play it. So.
Oh, I bet that's pretty.
It's really calming.
You know, and in music, and music therapy, that I know that always helps me. That's what I go to. You know, if I'm feeling down or need to cope with something, I turn my music on, and sometimes it's loud. The neighbors listen whether they want to or not. But plenty of things going, and this is free to anybody,
yes.
Right?
Well, there's a small fee for our coffee, which is 25 cents.
Oh.
All you drink all day long for 25 cents. And then we have art canvases, which are just a couple of dollars. So it's very minimal cost. Other than that, everything is free.
Wow, that's great. And where do you get your funding from?
As a matter of fact, we just lost our funding with the state of Indiana. And so basically we're run by grants and donations. So we're looking for anyone that can help us out in that regard.
Okay. So if someone listening is wanting to help you out, wanting to donate, how can they do that?
They can call us here at the Peace Zone. And our number for our office is 812-436-4352. And then also you can go to peaceevansville.org.
Okay. And I'm looking at what you have in front of you here. You have a list of coping skills. Mm-hmm. Why would someone need coping skills? I mean, how does this work and who is it for?
It's for anyone dealing with mental health issues or drug and alcohol addiction for that matter. There's a number of these and I'll read through them, but I find these very helpful for myself. And knowing that you're not alone and that other people are struggling really helps us feel better about what we're going through. Some of the things that I like to talk about are relaxation techniques. Breathing is very helpful. I kind of use the adage of smell like a rose, breathing through your nose, and then blow out a candle out your mouth. So you breathe through your nose and your mouth in a calming way. Meditation or prayer. Also, sometimes if we put other people that we're grateful for, if we think about that, it kind of takes a kind of the pressure off of us if we're thinking about things that we're grateful for. There's also guided imagery to kind of help calm your nervous system. With that, you might be thinking of a calming place or a pleasant memory, those kind of things. Also, yoga or exercise for physical and mental benefits. Spending more time in nature. Surrounding ourselves by the color green, which is, in fact, the color represents mental health.
Green.
Green does. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then also, with the color green, there's many benefits from it. It includes reducing stress, improving mood, enhancing cognitive function, and promoting a sense of calm and well-being. And then also, you might want to take a warm bath or a shower. It helps relax the muscles, soothes the mind. You might think about using lavender, which is very calming and soothing. Also, you might listen to music, even sing along if you feel like
it. Yeah, sing, hum. Doesn't matter if you're good or not. Just do it.
And then there's also self-care, which I think a lot of people get busy and they don't think about self-care.
Right.
And sometimes if you're providers of care to other people, they kind of get neglected sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you want to prioritize your sleep. If you're on the TV or phone right before bed, that can really interrupt our sleep patterns. Eating a balanced diet, once again, limiting your caffeine and alcohol intake. Engaging in physical activity if you can outside, which is even a plus. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. As a matter of fact, what works for me is I say the rosary when I do my 30-minute walk every day. So,
do you really?
So I, you know, kind of do my spiritual devotion that way, and then also being out in nature and getting that green fix like I mentioned earlier.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Also, practicing gratitude, like what I mentioned before, If you're not for sure what you're grateful for, just get a pencil and piece of paper and start writing down things that you're grateful for. It's amazing how long your list will actually be. Journaling, which helps us process emotions, set goals, track your progress, build self-awareness. Something happens in the brain when you put that pen down on paper. There's a flood of feelings and emotions that maybe we haven't tapped into, and somehow or another, writing brings that all to the surface. So if you get a chance just to write a few sentences, a few paragraphs, pages, volumes, books, whatever it takes, I really encourage journaling. There's hobbies. Those things help you find joy and fulfillment. So they're really important to us, too.
Okay. Do you have a favorite hobby, Michelle?
I like to play my flute.
Really? I played the flute in high school.
Really?
That's been many, many years ago. And so I even wonder if I can still play the flute. Because I know you have to have a certain embouchure for that. And it's like, mine's probably broken.
I also want to talk about social support and communication. It's really important for us to connect with others. Those could be supportive friends, family members, or a support group. Once again, there's NAMI, which is very helpful. And like I said, having that lived experience and sharing that with someone else can make us do better for ourselves. You want to communicate your needs and emotions, and those done effectively can help build stronger relationships. Also, you want to be honest with yourself. You want to acknowledge your struggles and seek support if needed. Once again, there's NAMI or the Peace Zone that can help you with that. Celebrate your milestones. Celebrate accomplishments and progress and recovery. Sometimes we forget to kind of congratulate ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
And that makes a big difference. And then finally, you want to set limits and boundaries. Those are helpful in our self-care and just how we look at the world if we can set boundaries.
I know we were talking about NAMI earlier. This is a few months away, but there will be a NAMI walk event October the 18th at Wesselman's Park. You can go on the NAMI Facebook for more details. If so, people know that they do not walk alone with mental illness. And we know Michelle's not walked alone. She's got plenty of family and supporters that helped her along her journey. And Michelle, go ahead and share your story.
I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder over 30 years ago. I have 4 grown children and 7 grandchildren. I've been married to my best friend, Tim, since 1978, and I began drinking after the loss of both of my parents in 2015. And I have been through 8 hospitalizations with my bipolar disorder. When I worked in a school cafeteria kitchen, I was exposed to carbon monoxide from a gas-powered dishwasher. I could have died from the exposure. Readings below 35 parts per million can be found safely in your home. I was exposed to 250 parts per million. The exposure brought on very extreme anxiety. I suffered unrelenting severe headaches, loss of balance, roller coaster emotions, and loss of sleep. I suffered so much mentally and physically that I just wanted to die. I didn't have a plan, but I just wanted the pain and the suffering to end. The symptoms lasted for a year, and I believe the grace of God is what saved me. When I was in practical nursing school, I had a hard time retaining information. I would underline the words on my school book pages over and over again, and I've always wanted to write my story. I've done years of journaling and expressive writing that I use as a coping tool. And we do use that journaling here at the Peace Zone to help people in their recovery. This last year, there was a change in my psychiatric doctor after I missed a dose of medicine. And along with the drinking, I was thrown into hypomania. My family had promised to keep me out of the hospital. And my husband and 2 daughters took care of me for several months until the mania subsided. My daughter, Carrie, also introduced me to Christine Burnett, and she has a program called the SPARK program, and my daughter uses that with her son, who's autistic. And what that is that you find the spark that kind of generates your life. And mine was writing and art. And so my daughters that took care of me kind of kept me filled with art and writing materials. And what that did is that kind of channeled all that extra energy that I had with the mania, but it actually let me do something productive and to also help me in my recovery. But Christine has written a book called The Spark, and if you want to check it out, it's very helpful with anybody that's in any kind of recovery, and then also it helps with autism as well.
Now, Michelle, a week ago, I was downtown walking that big sidewalk sale they had down there, and mm-hmm. lo and behold, there you were. You were sitting right there in front of my brother's bookstore. Mm-hmm. And you were sitting outside, and you had copies of your book. Mm-hmm. See, I knew that you were an author, but I had never actually got to touch your book, look through your book. And tell us about that and how you... Is that your only book that you have right now? Are you working on something else?
Well, in my retirement, I might work on a little something for my grandkids.
Okay.
Stories about when I was a kid. So
that'd be interesting.
My grandson, he always says, Mom, tell me stories when you were a kid.
So I
may be working on something like that.
That's cute.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with bipolar about 36 years ago. And about 13 years ago, they put me on new medicines. And I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to end up in the hospital because it didn't work or what was going to happen. In about 3 weeks after I was on the medicines, I noticed a change in what my brain was working. Mm-hmm. My comprehension was really improved, and I started writing, and I wrote the book in 5 months' time.
Wow.
And my husband thought maybe I was having a psychotic break, because when I had the mania, uh-huh. I would write a lot, and it didn't make much sense. But after a number of days, he picked up my papers, and he said, you know, he goes, this is actually making sense.
Oh, wow.
For once. So,
that's great.
But, yeah, it's available at your brother's bookstore at 504 Main downtown. It's also at Rare Bird Gifts and Goods at 2605 Lincoln Avenue. And for those that can't afford the book, I still want to get my message and my story out there. So it's available free of charge at Willard and the Public Library here in Evansville. I've also traveled around to other communities around Evansville, mm-hmm. including Henderson.
Okay.
So it's in their libraries as well. I've got it at USI, Ivy Tech, U of E, and IU Medical School here in Evansville.
Okay. And what is the name of your book?
Michelle May Crack. C-R-A-C-K, and my last name's Crock, K-R-A-C-K.
Right. It's a play on your name.
Right.
Which I think is really cool. It didn't take you long to come up with that, did it?
No, it didn't. And then May is my maiden name. So the title of the book is actually my name.
So it was meant to be, right?
I think so. There was a plan a long time ago.
Well, how are you doing these days?
Doing just fine. I get to travel a lot to see my grandkids and everything. So I may be thinking about retirement here in the near future. But as far as right now, I really enjoy my work and I'm passionate about it.
Okay. And once again, I'm talking to Michelle Crock, and we're at the Peace Zone. And once again, where have we moved?
We were on the west side of Evansville. We were there about a year. And then actually, I said we opened in February. We actually opened in April, but we had to vacate the west side location in February. So we were kind of boxed up in storage for a while. But 600 North Weinbach, Suite 110. If you're going north on Weinbach, Domino's will be on the left and the railroad tracks. And we're right beyond that Domino's.
And what are your hours? I know they've changed, right? In January, maybe?
Yeah, they're a little bit more easier to understand. Monday through Thursday, 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Friday through Sunday, we're closed. We're not open on the weekends.
Okay. And again, you are open just on donations and, mm-hmm. and things, because you lost your grant. Mm-hmm. So again, it's important to let everyone know, like, if they would like to donate to the Peace Zone or even volunteer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking
mm-hmm.
for volunteers.
Yes, yes.
How can they do that? How did they get a hold of the Peace Zone?
You can call the office at 812-436-4352 or go to peaceevansville.org.